Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gonzalo Marquez. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Jorgensen, and into shallow right field. Munday reaches second base with a double. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Munday moves to third. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone takes first base on ball four. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fanzone moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marquez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. Hundley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stinson out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 0 for 1 in the game. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Rick Munday. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz bunts towards the mound. Jenkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Jenkins. Day moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marquez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Day moves to third. Lentz moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton is walked intentionally. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Day tags and scores. Lentz tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Stinson reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stinson moves to third. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Stinson scores. Foley moves to third. Lentz moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Singleton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marquez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Popovich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Rogers covering. Safe. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 0-for-2 in the game. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marquez moves to second. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Popovich reaches third base with a triple. Marquez scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert pinch hits for Randy Hundley. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Lundstedt now catching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marquez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Day for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Lundstedt and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Singleton is walked intentionally. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Lintz moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Jim Little pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lintz tags and scores. Singleton tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Ron Woods now playing center field. Boots Day now playing left field. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 0 for 3 in the game. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Heiser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freya settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marquez moves to third. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Popovich moves to second. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Carmen Fanzone. Ron Santo pinch hits for Tom Lundstedt. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rogers. Marquez scores. Popovich moves to third. Alexander moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Bob Locker. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.